Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, music with the crowd.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, music with the crowd.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Greetings, greetings. Welcome to the Into the Cypher podcast. You know who it is. It's your homie from next door, the brother from another mother. It's your boy, Cypher the MC, the Muhammad Ali of MCs, the Bronx Don himself. Back with you once again. Listen, we've made it through this part of the week so far. From the weekend roundup, which occurs every, if you're not familiar with the weekend roundup, it occurs every Sunday on Facebook. I go live on Facebook approximately 7 o'clock. Sometimes the time changes. I think what I'm going to start doing is just posting it on Twitter. Hey, going live at 7 or 8. Whenever I can just get that time squeezed in, but it's always every Sunday now. It's called the Weekend Roundup, where we just pretty much just kind of round out the weekend, see exactly where we are, what we accomplished that past weekend, what we didn't, clean slate, and here we are on Wednesday. It's Wednesday already, dropping another episode here. If you're new to the podcast, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for giving your boy a chance, a shot. As we continue to be on this journey to be the best version of ourselves, that's the whole purpose of this podcast. And I say we because I'm on this journey with you. If you've been rocking with me for a minute, continue to drop a mic on the like button. If you're watching this on YouTube, I know I haven't uploaded the episode as of yet to YouTube and all that sort of. It's been a minute, but they're coming. Continue to support the channel because it helps the channel grow. Continue to share the podcast as well. If you're new, again, bear with me as we get through our disclaimers. It's something that we do routinely before we start the show to kick it off, to set the mood. And it goes a little something like this. I'm not a psychiatrist nor a psychologist. I'm not a sex therapist. I'm not a family doctor, family therapist. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a financial guru guy or a legal counsel dude. I don't have any masters or doctorates on my wall from Harvard. I am just a regular. Just a regular. Say it with me now. Just a regular Joe Schmo. Just a regular guy giving you the benefit of his life experience, his observations on this thing called life, of human nature. Shout out to MJ. As we continue to be on this journey to be the best version of ourselves in any and all facets. Listen, I know you could have been anywhere in the world. You more than likely are. But you're here with me. And I appreciate that. Shout out to Jay-Z. It's the Rock. As we get into this episode, it's a little bittersweet. For the most part, I may or may not be my jovial self. I tell you, I'm using my SAT words, people. You gotta use them before they expire. This past weekend for myself, just to give you a little backstory here, it's been kind of, I guess, again, bittersweet because my son, he's in the Navy. Can't go into too many details or I'll have to kill you. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? He's actually being deployed and he's going to, Japan, for roughly about 2 years or so. And if, you know, if you are a family member of someone serving in the military, definitely thank you for your son or daughter's service. And I guess this is my first rodeo as far as him being away from me that long. So it hasn't really hit me hard as of yet because I'm kind of used to him, you know, doing what he does and things of that nature, and not hearing it from him for, you know, a couple of days or maybe even a week or so. But to anticipate not hearing from him for who knows how long, simply because of where they will be, things of that nature, you know, it's kind of, like I said, it's bittersweet, because you want to make sure that you're doing everything, you know, you're supposed to as a parent to get your child to that point where they are sufficient, self-sufficient, can function on their own, they have their head on their shoulders well, and they're focused and determined, and you know, those qualities that we wanted to instill in them growing up, and to see them blossom, it's such a wonderful moment. But then it's like, you know, it's like, I wish he was a kid again, you know, but we're going to push through. We're going to get through this episode. I'm going to come with you with that MC energy, because I am the MC, the Muhammad Ali of MCs. Don't forget that. Man of many hats. You probably looking at today's episode, as we switch gears here, and wonder, what do I mean by be your own goat? And like I always say, these episodes, these titles, and the concept, and to kind of put everything in context, comes to me. It comes to me when it comes. I don't sit there and just kind of think and just jot stuff down all day. It may come to me when I'm working on something else, and I have to quickly write it down or make a note of it so I don't forget. Be your own goat, G-O-A-T. And I know we all have, to some degree, someone that we think of as a goat, whether it's in sports or music, the arts, or what have you. And I wanted to try to simplify it as much as possible. And maybe this will give you some context on why I push the way that I push when it comes to certain things, especially when it comes to business, you know, our mental and emotional health, especially as men, you know, when it comes to, you know, our financial health as well, just any and everything that kind of impact us as human beings, especially in relationships. Why, you know, hopefully it kind of brings it all together. So basically, the being your own goat is being the greatest version of yourself. Being the greatest version of yourself. And here's what I mean. You never cease you never cease to get better. You never stop trying to get better. Anyone that has been, you know, paying attention to the podcast or following the podcast knows that Kobe Bryant is my guy. He was my guy. And 10 times out of 10, I would definitely choose him over Jordan. I would. I may get flack for that. You may come at me in the comments or on social media, but that's just how I feel. Kobe's killer instinct was slightly higher than Michael's. Michael always had a better cast around him than Kobe did. That's not to say that Michael didn't do a lot of things on his own. When I say Michael, I mean Michael Jordan, for those that don't know. But Kobe's my guy. Kobe had to work sometimes with less than Jordan did. But Kobe's my guy. To me, he is one of the greats, one of the greatest of all time. I'm not going to say he's the greatest. I'm going to say one of the greatest of all times to me. If you don't know, I'm a Lakers fan. So, you know, from Magic going down, yes, you know. And Magic was my dude until Kobe came to the Lakers. And I'm like, listen, Kobe is that guy. Kobe had plenty of games where he shot horribly. That's one of the knocks on Kobe Brown. That's one of the knocks about Kobe Bryant. It's like, oh, he'll take a whole bunch of shots, and you know he'll hit some, but he'll miss more than he takes. Even if they would win, even if he would get 30, 40 plus points or whatever, Kobe would always, and there's documentation of this, there's receipts for this, as we like to say these days, that he would be in the gym the next day, or when his body was able to be, shooting, taking those same shots that he missed, free throws, three pointers, whatever, giving a hard time to his own teammates, because Kobe wanted to win. He wanted to be the best. He played against Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan schooled him, as you know, Kobe got him a couple of times, and Michael Jordan kind of said, hey, if you want to get to where I am, this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have that killer instinct, and they, you know, rightfully called it a Mamba mentality for Kobe. And Kobe, to me, personified determination. The same determination that you may, you know, hear me talk about, or hear me speak about, or hear me try to inspire someone to dig down deep and search within themselves for. Kobe had that and so much more. He was determined to be the absolute best. Like when he got on that court, whoever was guarding him, he wanted to make sure that the person guarding him knew what they were in for. For the next hour and a half, 2 hours, you are going to have a long night trying to guard me. You can do any and everything you can to try to stop me, but I feel that you cannot stop me. No one can stop me. Only I can stop me. And to me, that's a GOAT mentality. Like, you have to believe that you, the greatest version of yourself, cannot be stopped. The only person that can stop you is you. You cannot be stopped by any other thing but you. You can't be stopped by, you know, what someone says that's negative. Oh, you'll never do that. You'll never accomplish that. It's too hard. It's too much work. It's too much this or too much that. You won't let that stop you. You won't be stopped by those that walk out of your life. You didn't subtract them. They subtracted themselves out of your life. You won't be stopped by that. You won't be stopped by lack of support. That's not to say that these things don't hurt. That's not to say that these things don't impact you. But it shouldn't stop you. If you want to be the best version of yourself, if you want to continue on this journey to say, you know what, at the end of the day, I want to be financially happy, mentally happy, spiritually fulfilled. I want to be emotionally fulfilled as well. I want to be just mentally balanced. That should keep you determined and focused and motivated to be the best version of yourself, to be your own GOAT. No, it won't be easy. I'm finding that out myself. It's not easy. I had it in my mind years ago to start a business, and it went from, you know, possibly, you know, a clothing line It went from a clothing line to, you know, I went back and got my my speech classes. I went back and got my certification for, you know, for my paralegal. But I was like, you know what? I do not want to be chained behind a desk. I might make a little bit more money, but I'm still exchanging time for dollars. And I went from there to doing that and saying, you know what? Okay, what do I want to do? And I began to really search and be on this journey to look what works best for me, what would work. And the very thing that I was like, I'm not sure if I can do that, is a business that I'm actually, you know, into. You know, several, you know, businesses that I'm into. I still have ideas for a clothing line and things of that nature. I have understood more about myself, like what my strengths and what my weaknesses are. Those are qualities of a goat, understanding what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. If you understand what your weaknesses are, how do you turn those into strengths? Sometimes you're going to have to outsource. Sometimes you're going to have to say, you know what, I'm going to delegate this responsibility to someone who's more qualified than me to handle human resources, or, you know, like hiring, you know, people and things of that nature. This person is a little bit more in tune with, you know, graphic design than I am. I have ideas, but I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not a video editor. I'm not a script writer or anything such as that. There are people who are more qualified that you can say, hey, this is what I need for you to do. Part of being great is understanding what your weaknesses are, but turning those weaknesses into strengths. That is a way how you become your own goat. It doesn't mean that you're going to be complete and just be without fault. You're going to do everything right. You're not going to make any mistakes. And I think that's why, for me myself, it pains me to watch people, especially young people, make mistakes that could easily have been avoided had they kind of followed the blueprint that I, you know, made for them, or that I have for them. It's kind of like what, like, I'm giving you the blueprint on what to do, what not to do, but yet you're fumbling around in the dark when the light switch is right here. Just flick it on, pay attention, then you'll avoid many of those mistakes. Because more than likely, those same mistakes that you're making now, I've already made. I've already made them. I would rather you not make them yourself, but there's a difference between it being part of life and you just kind of just foolishly just rushing into battle with no armor. You're just running into battle just butt naked with a pogo stick. With a pogo stick. Like, we're like, what? You know, you're not getting killed because they're laughing that you're on a pogo stick butt naked bouncing around in the middle of a battle. Like, where is his armor? Where is his, why is everything moving? There's things moving that should not be moving. Why? Oh my gosh. Who are we fighting? Let me take a drink of water. I drink at least 2, 3, 4 bottles of water a day. Stay hydrated, people. It's very important. And recycle. But anyway, I've had my doubters. I'm sure everyone has their doubters, or haters, as we like to call them. Listen, I've had people doubt me because I was, you know, a father that just loved his kids. As silly as that sounds, I've come across people who are like, oh my gosh, you're too hands-on, you know, with your kids and blase, blase, whatever, whatever. I'm like, that's all I know how to be. You know what I'm saying? My upbringing was a little bit different than their upbringing and things of that nature. I wanted to be sure that I was there. You know, they would see me every day. They would hear me every day. They would be able to, you know that this is what a father's love is, and you know, to feel it and sense it each and every day. So when they leave the house, they'll know that, hey, my father did everything that he could. He sacrificed. And actually, you know, was on a Zoom call today with, you know, a really nice guy, a genuine person and stuff. Samuel, shout out to you, my boy. I appreciate you talking with me today. And he said to me, he was like, I could sense how much you love your kids and that you would do anything for them just by talking to you, just by hearing how you talk. I'm not doing anything different from anyone that was doubting me or hating on me or just in disbelief that a man could have this much love for his children and do these things for him. I understand as a black man, it's like uncanny that, oh, you're in your kid's life. Oh my gosh. You know, where did you come back from? How long were you gone? No, I've been there since day one. So I'm not doing anything different. From day one, I've been the same person for the most part. So just getting to that point, from this point to another point, to the point where they're older now, guess what? I continue to try to progress and be the best version of myself. You know, segue that into, you know, starting businesses and making mistakes. Guess what? You're gonna be mistake prone on this journey to be the best version of yourself. Because you're gonna look back at those mistakes, you're gonna learn from them. You're gonna have a blueprint that you can provide to someone who's willing to learn and take the time and pay attention and say, hey, this is what you don't want to do. These are the things that you want to stay away from. Doesn't matter if it's regarding finances, relationships, you know, mental health, physical health, you know, spiritual well-being. It doesn't matter. You'll have a blueprint for them to follow. I've been there. So that's why I can do that. Now, I understand that, you know, everyone has their GOAT. You know, some people will say Michael Jordan, depending on what generation you're from. They'll say, oh, Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Oh, you know, very few people would give Kobe his due, but I'm one of those that will give him his due. Oh, Kobe's the GOAT. Many will say, oh, LeBron's the GOAT. And that's just in sports. I mean, that's just in basketball. I mean, you know, you got many people that say, oh, Muhammad Ali is the greatest boxer. Some will say, oh, Mike Tyson. Oh, some will say Floyd Mayweather. Some will say some other boxer. You know, it's a matter of public opinion. Whoever's from what generation will think that this person is better than the next generation or whatever it is, or the last generation. But let's look at it like this. No matter who you may look at as a GOAT, no matter who you look at as who's the greatest of all time in whatever area or whatever the case may be, I'm going to leave you with this. Don't try to be the next this person or that. Meaning, don't try to be the next LeBron. Don't try to be the next Floyd Mayweather. Don't try to be the next, you know, Michael Jordan, Kobe, whomever. Don't try to be the next them. Be the first you. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to leave you with this. Don't try to be the next whomever. Be the first you. Be the first you. So that way you will know that you wasn't chasing them, you wasn't competing against them, you wasn't trying to be the next them, you were being the next you. You are your own competition. I'm my own competition. I'm not competing with you. You're not competing with me. You are competing with yourself. So don't try to be the next this person, that person, or whomever. Be the first you. And with that being said, I know this episode is a little bit longer than most, but I wanted to just talk to you from the heart. And sometimes, you know, I'm led in a way that just, it just comes to me. And I wanted to be sure that I brought this episode to you. So definitely share this episode for anyone that you want them to be the best version of this, of themselves. You want them to be their own GOAT. And as always, before you love anyone else, you must first love yourself. And I am out this thing. Cypher, the Bronx Dog. Peace.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.